one independent Monster Girl podcast on the planet. With me, as always, I being Russ Walsh. Why do I always forget myself? Is this tying into my low self-esteem and stuff?
I think probably just indicative of some sort of issue.
I just keep forgetting, you know, I keep forgetting and then remembering that I live in a world with no real Monster Girls. All they are right now are cartoons. They're drawn lines.
Mm-hmm. In remembrance of lost monsters.
I know. Okay. Anyway, and I'm Russ Walsh.
In remembrance of lost time. Come on, please.
Alan, I'm sorry. I'm off my game. Last night, I partied a little too hardy.
Oh, you're living that party rock
lifestyle? Yeah, party rock lifestyle. When I was a little, when I had a couple of drinks, had a couple things to sip on, my friend Matt was there. Shout out to Matt. And I kept using my iPad to bring up images of Monster Girls, and I kept yelling at him, "Hey, would you fuck this?"
That's pretty good.
He was getting mad at me because he didn't want to be known as a Monster Girl fucker. I'm like, "Hey, bro, come on." Then my friend Rob came by, friend of the show Rob, great question asker for the show. He came by and I pulled up a picture of Arachne and I said, "Hey, is she thick?" And I held out the Spider Girl and he looked at it and he said, "Is all of that ass?" And I said, "Yep, that's all ass." And he was like, "Yeah, she thick." So, Rob's into it.
Oh, my bad, Russ. I have a correction to make.
Yeah, of course.
It's In Search of Lost Time. In Search of Lost Time, Remembrance of Things Past. That's the novel by Proust that it was making a joke about.
Oh, okay. Now I 100% get that reference. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Marcel Proust.
Let's start talking about great works of French philosophical fiction. How do you feel about?
Yes.
Can
we talk about Vagina Détente again?
Vagina Détente.
Waiting for Godot is good.
Waiting for Godot. Waiting for Godot, like the character in Phoenix, right? Voiced by Hideki Kamiya. And blocked me on Twitter.
I'm waiting for Goku.
Waiting for Goku. That's just the story of my life. That's my autobiography. Mm-hmm. Anyway, speaking of my autobiography,
Russ looks out his window every day.
I'm really excited for the entry about
just waiting for Goku to fly down here
to take me away from this terrible place to the Monster Girl planet. This is a podcast where we watch the show Monster Musume and we talk over it, and then nobody will ever listen to it. That's not true.
That's true.
Oh, okay. Listen, it's great content, though. Maybe you listen to it without watching it, the episode, and you just like hearing the pleasant, smooth edges of our voices, which we have great radio voices in it.
Mm-hmm.
And
definitely.
Yeah, so get excited. We're watching episode 11 of Monster Musume. We're getting pretty close to the end game here, Alan.
Yeah, next week is the last episode.
It's a little dark time for us, but you know what? We're gonna power through this, and we'll keep finding new things to do, new things to go on. It's gonna be huge, anyway. Yeah, let's dip in, let's dive in, and let's go. Alan, you want to explain how we're gonna do this?
Okay. Yes, so we are watching this on Crunchyroll.com, and we're gonna do a countdown, so we can all start watching the video at the same time, and you at home can listen along with our commentary. So I'm gonna do 3, 2, 1, click, and whenever I say click, click play on the video. All right, then.
Yeah, like Adam.
So
Sandler's
if you're ready,
click.
Russ. Yes, like Adam Sandler's click. Christopher Walken is gonna come here.
Oh man, how do you think Christopher Walken would enjoy this?
He's like, I love Mia. That's not Christopher Walken voice.
Oh, I thought you were just having a stroke. Anyway, so let's...
same thing, really.
Anyway, let's get on with it.
Okay. All right, then. So I'm going to count down 3, 2, 1, click. Okay. 3, 2, 1, click.
Once again, Kanye West's monster... You know, I've pretty much given up on it. Do you think they could pull out all the stops for the finale that we've
the
all
finale.
Been waiting for?
The finale, they're going to do it.
Are you claiming that now? Probably the truth be told, with the thing how busy things have been for me lately, this podcast will be edited and uploaded after the last episode, but do you want to put your stake in it? Are you saying here and now?
I'm saying here and now this will happen.
Kanye West will show up on the show. In a Captain Lou Albano moment in the original Mario show, and he'll hang out with cosplaying Monster Girls, well, girls in Monster Girl cosplay, and be like, "I want to introduce a little track of mine that Japan will come to know and love, as the Americans have, and then play Monster over this what you are watching right now with your own eyes.
Yeah, that's what's gonna happen. That's exact word for word. That's exactly
word
what's gonna
for
happen.
Word. I'm a storyteller. You know, I'm a little into TV production myself, and I can say this now. That's how they're gonna close out this masterful 10 out of 10 series. Alan, have we officially decided this is in the top greatest things to ever happen in the history of literature?
Yeah, this is a paranoia agent. This is a Cowboy Bebop. This is Dog and Scissors.
Yes, exactly. Oh, okay. You could come down on the Dog and Scissors thing. I'm not gonna go that far.
Oh, okay, fine. Shrek.
Oh, hey, look. Shrek. Donkey! Get out of my swamp! Get out of my swamp!
Is that your Shrek impression?
Oh, donkey! No, that was my impression of this girl. Was it any good?
That was pretty good.
Okay.
He's getting dommed by Shrek.
It's tough.
This is Shrek dom.
Shrek dom. Did you say Shrek Donk? God, hey, Donk Man.
Hey, Donk Man. That's what he calls Donkey.
Hey, Donk Boy. Oh, sweet transition. All these monster girls are so horny for this weirdo.
They want to fuck him so bad.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Why can't they just want to fuck us so bad? It's not fair.
It's not... Well, what is this cartoon then? When does Danica Patrick get to ride the car with Sonic? You know, these are the little things...
Sonic, yeah, what's up with that?
It's the same thing. I feel like we're in a tough world. You know, we're in the real world.
Why does that Muppet get to kiss Sonic?
I hate Muppets. When did the Muppet have to fuck Nathan Fillion? That's the real monster show. That's so...
Oh, it's Mia's cute dress from last week.
Yeah.
Or the week before that, rather. Is that a... What kind of badge is that on Zombina's coat?
Wait. Oh, is that a Big Boss emblem?
It looks like a Foxhound badge.
Do you think Zombina in a prior life... Not a prior life, but like in the olden days was a member of the Diamond Dogs?
I think so.
That's fine.
I think maybe she got... Maybe that's how she died originally. Was on the attack on Mother Base.
Can we say spoilers for MGS5?
You can say spoilers for Ground Zeroes. How about that?
Okay. Well, I was gonna... Listen, I was gonna make a...
Damn,
real...
Shrek's thick.
Oh, no. Damn it. Ugh.
That's what my note said. Damn, Shrek is thick. Two eyes emoji. Two okays. Two fires. Thick.
It's funny that she's the most human-like monster girl, but mostly it's just she has a horn. And she's
yeah, that's pretty... Well, I mean...
She's thick, basically.
She thick,
she
yes.
She got the boom with the bap. You know what I mean?
The ass.
Remember, man.
Russ, you make that sound whenever people see your ass, too.
Yeah. When the firefighters have to bust me out of the toilet I'm stuck in.
Well, see, Russ, this is a lot of your life, because you're always getting your ass stuck in things, too.
You know,
like she is.
In earlier years, I had to compare my life a lot against Shrek. And though it's somewhat true, it kind of rang hollow, because nobody loves me. But this is high quality entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Those boobs are bigger than his head.
That's pretty good. Like the individual boob.
Each individual boob
really
is bigger
well
than his
animated.
Head.
There was a level of like detail to that spin.
Now, Russ, can you please tell me about boob physics? You know, you're.
I'm a storyteller.
You're an expert on this. You play Dead or Alive.
I'm a storyteller. I'm a big Dead or Alive fan. I played Dead or Alive 2 on the Dreamcast when I was 12 and only played as guys because I just wanted to use karate moves.
Mm-hmm.
This zombie, this lady's fucked up because she likes to see zombies get fucked up. You know me, and you know I have a deep respect for zombies and her. I don't know what I'm going with this bit. I think I was trying to do the straight white male.
I don't know either.
Straight white male, okay. Telling. You know, like. You
so know what if what if? Do you think she just like was trying to do like a big boss rocket punch there?
Mm-hmm.
But failed. Also, in my notes, Kiefer Sutherland does the voice of Zombina.
That's pretty good. That's a great note.
Wait a second. Just like a big boss in Metal Gear Solid 5, she's got stitches all over her face.
Think about it.
Does she have a horn growing out of her head? Oh, no, wait. Shrek does. Hold on.
Wait a minute. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. So what if Shrek is not actually a monster girl, but was just in some sort of horrible accident? And it says shrapnel stuck in her head. Now, what if Zombina fisted you and then left her hand inside of you?
I was going to say the same thing, but what if you were eating her ass and then her ass unattached?
That'd be cool. You could just pack it up in a little bento box and take it for lunch.
Yeah. Thank you. This is fucked up.
I guess I've got a detachable boob fetish now. I guess this is my life.
Okay, yeah, well... Listen, it used to really fuck you up back when you were watching, what was it again? The Nightmare Before Christmas. And now they've just finally played it.
I've never seen that movie, actually.
Really? I love that movie.
Is there a detachable boob in there?
There's a lady with detachable body parts in it. Who's kind of like a less sexy zombie, and she's actually kind of lit. But...
So why do you think she has two different colored eyes?
What?
I mean, they took them from two different people.
Oh.
But like...
One was from...
What's up with that?
I think one of them might be... What if one of them was the burnt out eye of Big Boss?
That'd be cool.
That would be cool. And the other one is the Miller's other eye. One of Miller's eyes.
That'd be good too.
Shit.
She has to wear those JF Ray sunglasses. She's
the product of Diamond Dogs. Think about it. The Mon unit, Fox unit.
Zoff. Oh shit, it's the horny dog girl.
It's the horny dog girl. Do you think Paul Blart and the horny dog girl are meant to be?
I think maybe. Oh, the minion.
Oh, that minion.
You know, she's a sniper who doesn't say a lot. Have you ever thought about that?
Damn it. Fuck. What do you feel?
Does this
tie in to the shenanigans of the shenanigans of the minions as you know them?
I think so. This seems like something the minions would do. They would just stumble around in the park and hit things.
Mm-hmm. Instant comedy. Well, this is better than minions though, right?
She's very moe, just like Bob.
I don't know who Bob is and I hate him.
Bob has two eyes, though.
Oh, Bob. I hate Bob.
Russ hates Bob because he thought it was a minion based off Bombs Over Baghdad. His favorite Outkast song.
Yeah, yes. I really was disappointed.
He thought it was based off the villain from Twin Peaks, but yeah.
It's not. It's not the one-armed man. I was gonna say
there is that scene where one of the minions they enter a velvet room and then an even tinier minion says I am the left arm.
And then I just spent the whole time. I just know it was just very weird watching the minions movie and knowing that Bun B was gonna die later.
Shit.
It's the R.I.P. Bun B.
Pimp C's the one that died.
Oh shoot, Bun B's still around?
Bun B's still around. Pimp C is the one that died from a lean overdose.
I'm sorry. Listen, I just...
Sorry, Bun B.
I think for months now I've been saying, sorry, Bun B is dead. He did... You know, he was in the Minions movie, though.
Well, you know, Russ has been apologizing to Bun B because Bun B, as referenced in Last Call by Kanye off the College Dropout, Nicest Bun B, when I met him at the Source Awards, girl he had with him asked could have won the Horse Awards.
Oh my god.
So Bun B knows Centauria.
This is just the diamond. This is just the Diamond Dogs. Think about it.
This is basically Diamond Dogs.
Are they going to Fulton it?
They're going to Fulton this person.
That would be really good.
Oh, it's a Trank gun. Oh, huh. This really is like Metal Gear Solid 5.
God damn it. What is it again? This episode's coming out to you in 1984.
I can't believe Doppel played them like a damn fiddle. So who's Skullface?
Oh shit, who's the Skullface? Who here is most obsessed with the lust for retaliation?
With language and revenge?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who here was born in a small village, taken from their elders, and forced to speak
probably Ragnar.
Another's tongue, a foreign tongue. What was it again? What was the line? A foreign tongue.
Something like that.
With each new phase, their language changed. What was right, wrong? I don't remember. Listen, all I can say is that Shrek is here. The minions are here. Zombie.
It's Frankenstein's here.
Yeah, Frankenstein's. Who's a better looking Frankenstein? Our boy Zombina here, or our lady, or Aaron Eckhart?
I don't know. That's tough. Aaron Eckhart, so hunky.
He is pretty hunky.
He's I Frankenstein.
It's nice.
I don't like how he supports Apple, though.
Yeah.
He's I Frankenstein.
Oh, I hate it. Well, he's fucking dead.
Oh, no. What's this? I guess he's dead.
Such a lust for revenge.
Oh, Mia's pink top. Hova emoji, 2 100 hands, 2 OKs, and a sparkle.
What is with this animation? I'm like freaking out here right now.
It's pretty good.
What do you think about Mia's voice actor right now? Or her seiyuu?
It's great.
It's pretty good. Cross section.
Scared Mia, crying eyes emoji, 3 sparkles and 2 eyes.
Man, Mia, not a fan of decapitation.
I guess not. This doesn't make any sense.
This doesn't make any sense. How could one's head be separate from their body?
How does that happen? So here's something to think of for us. If her head can separate from her body, could she put her head in your ass and then she could eat your ass while you have sex with her?
Or eat her ass.
Or eat her ass. Oh, man.
Yeah, Alan, stop thinking
so. There's a lot of different combinations here.
This is fucking Voltron or some shit.
I was just thinking of penetrative sex, but you could eat ass without 69ing.
Yeah, yeah. Ultimate extreme Ouroboros.
She could eat her own ass.
Yeah, think about it.
Oh my god. There's a lot of combinations here. This is really good.
Shout out to Ravi, his favorite combo. Do you think Ravi would want to detach his head? Do you think that's his first wish? If he was given a superpower?
Mm-hmm. Probably. It'd either be that or to have his ribs taken out like Marilyn Manson so he could eat his own ass.
You'd have to get extra ribs taken out, though.
Yeah, he'd have to get even more ribs taken out than Marilyn Manson had taken out.
I'd wish for the same thing, but only because I want to do a spin dash, not because I want to eat my ass.
Okay, so hold on. Why is there a mannequin head in the woods?
You know what goes down in the woods, dude. Anything.
People are fucking mannequins?
Shit, look at... Do you think Syria's like, I've done some fucked up shit in these woods before. I know what's up.
She just chops off people's heads in the woods all the time.
Yeah, she's killed a lot of fucking people. She's been playing a lot of that, she's been, Glop? What is it? Glarp? What is that fucking thing called again?
Oh, what the fuck are these racists doing here? Get out of here. Why are they here?
Yeah, why are these racists?
I thought they were dead. I'm loving this Mia screaming.
They're afraid that... Oh, here, there's a horny ghost. You didn't think you'd find your own horny ghost in the show, but... I guess technically the Delahan is a horny ghost.
Now, what if Wakako, whenever she does the pshoo noise, what if that was like similar to a horny ghost escaping from her mouth?
She's just so horny for food.
It's true. That's what happens to me.
The funny thing is, Wakako Kaze is kind of like Kathy if Kathy was good. If Kathy just ate food.
If Kathy did...
Instead of Kathy just ate food and didn't complain. Pshoo. Listen, it's hard to be a woman in the modern work environment. However,
it's true. Also you gotta go eat and drink.
It's also great to be a woman who longingly eats a single deep fried asparagus spear. How long did it take her to eat through that fucking thing? Maybe we should. Ellen, it'd be really easy.
It took 2 minutes.
Once we finish Monster Musume, we should do a 2 minute commentary over Wakako Kaze.
Yeah, we introduce ourselves and then we're done.
Yeah, 10 minute podcast. That sounds real easy to edit. And you know what? It'd be pretty fucking good.
It would be pretty good.
We'll make a drinking game and we'll try to see when she goes pshoo, you down half a bottle.
Now, so you do it once an episode.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think? You know how Wakako's always talking about what alcohol pairs best with the food? What alcohol do you think she would pair with ass? Hot sake.
Something that tastes like ass, like pumpkin ale. No, I'm joking. Sorry, hating on pumpkin ale again. She'd probably choose something. Oh man, this.
I think hot sake. You should have to pair with like eating.
But she already had hot sake with like 2 out of the 3 items. So I'm just. She needs to expand. Maybe a frozen margarita from Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville.
Ooh, that might be. Oh, you know how you put like salt around the edge of a margarita? What if you put salt around the edge of somebody's ass?
Oh yeah. Do you think Wakako would like a frozen margarita?
She might, maybe, if she paired it with the right thing.
Yeah.
Like some jalapeno poppers.
Yeah, some jalapeno poppers, some chips or salsa.
Uh-oh, what's going on here?
Oh, no. This horniness is real.
Uh-oh, head game strong.
This is fucked up.
This is kind of fucked up.
This is pretty fucked up. This is fucked up.
This is really good.
This is the kind of things that you're looking for.
Uh-oh, hold on, Russ. It's anime Paul Blart. He's back.
He's just trying to get to the Paul
Night Cop Paul
shit.
Blart. You think anime Paul Blart's boss is always angry at him because he's never actually solving any of these weird going-ons?
14 of my 27 fetishes are just all shooting out on screen right now.
Whoa.
My God. Hey, Mom, get in the room. You gotta see this.
No. Paul Blart. He's just going home.
Paul Blart could sense the sexual tension and he had to just get out of there because he's a PG kind of guy. This is horrible. This is just the worst. It just... God damn it.
Oh, the slime.
Oh, no.
Paul Blart won't fire that fucking gun. Are you kidding me?
Paul Blart's fucking killed people.
He's like fucking Carl Winslow. He won't fire a fucking gun. I can't believe Poppy killed him.
I can't believe he's dead. Poppy has fucking killed this guy.
Good.
We You know what I haven't asked yet? Since the Dullahan is technically a traditional Irish monster, how do the Irish feel about the sexualization of their monsters?
That's a good question. We need to ask somebody from Ireland.
Yeah, we'll get around to that sooner than later. My next question, and this is a toughie.
Dullahan thirst.
Dullahan thirst. Mm.
What if you nut down her neck hole?
I hate this. Anyway, where was I going with this? Do you think they'll ever have any sexy versions of American monsters like the Springheel? Was it Springheel
Jack?
Like a
Jack? Bigfoot?
Like a Bigfoot? A sexy
Springheel Jack, the Jersey Devil, Bigfoot.
Sexy
Slenderman. Chupacabra.
Imagine a sexy Slenderman. I bet like he would be an app developer in San Francisco. Or she would. Sexy Slender Woman. He'd like be an app developer. Ugh. And like be really annoying everybody wandering out of the fucking house. Oh, shoot.
What about Sexy Bigfoot?
Sexy Bigfoot would be pretty good.
She'd be kind of like the ogre, except like hairy, and it'd be good.
That's it. Well,
he's going to fucking die.
Well, yeah. Our hero, he's dead. He was too beautiful to live in a world of monster racism. He just couldn't survive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just what happens. I'm fucking joking, though, because we have these beautiful and strong and talented monster police who are protecting us from that racism that we don't even quite understand ourselves. And that's why Japan is a forward-thinking country. I don't know where I'm going with this.
True.
Usually I have a rant. I have some idea of where I was going to go with it. But then it just turned into me, I'm a weeaboo again. See, look, they have a better justice system than ours because they have better action figures than we do.
Well, sorry. I don't know. They do have that awful Paul Blart.
Wait, they made a Paul Blart figure?
No, they don't have... Not yet.
Alan... okay, Alan. If you had a choice of who's going to develop your... what is your ideal Paul Blart action figure?
It'd be Blart on a Segway, doing like a spin and kicking up
I was more saying, like, do you want an $80 statue, a $200, like, PVC monstrosity... Do you want, like, an articulated $50?
I don't want any articulate. I want it to be, like, a statue.
You want a fucking statue.
I want it to be a statue.
Put in the fucking house, and then mm-hmm. when anybody comes in, you say...
Hey. Oh, man.
All
memories.
Memories. The death becomes them. I'm getting worried.
Oh, no.
I'm having a moment here. I'm like, fanning
myself.
Look
at these sexy
like,
plants.
I'm not ready for this.
You see the sexy plants?
I'm not ready for this, dude.
You don't think you can handle it?
I don't think I can handle this. I kind of don't want this to ever end.
Let's freeze ourselves until season 2 comes out.
Yeah. Well, hopefully there's a season 2. I don't know. I don't know how fucked up people
They've
are.
They've got lately. Enough material.
They do have a lot of material, and it's all good stuff. Oh, man.
They haven't even gone to the farm, or to mermaid land.
Yeah, man. I'm just worried though.
They haven't even gone to the gym yet.
Yeah, they haven't the gym.
I can't believe
the
they didn't go to the
gym.
Ugh. We saw
farm,
the horny dog girl,
chapter,
but we didn't
the farm.
Go to the gym. Ugh. They didn't go meet the ice lady.
Yeah, you're right.
I can't believe it. What the fuck? Damn. Do you want to go and read some questions from the fans?
Yeah, we've got some questions. This might make me feel a little better because I know the end is coming, and without this to go on, I'm not really sure how I'm going to make it in this world. Would you, friend of the show, Futons, at Frogger on Twitter asks, would you ever fuck then eat a pizza girl before she goes cold? I would fuck the pizza girl, but I wouldn't eat her because I respect all life.
I'd eat her ass.
Yeah, you got me there, buddy. Wink, wonk. What it?
Wink,
like,
wonk.
Is,
we did it.
Is her at? Is she just a flat piece of pizza? Is she like? Oh my god, we've seen a pizza girl before. Remember?
We've seen that horny pizza girl from the awful commercial.
For was it Pizza Hut?
I think it was like DiGiorno's or something, wasn't it?
The horny.
It had one of the Wayans in it, didn't it? It had like Marlon Wayans.
Yeah, it had one of the Wayans. Damn.
Yeah.
Please, I'm not gonna
damn,
fuck
Major
Payne
like Damon Wayans.
Yeah, I'm not gonna fuck that pizza girl, but that one, she's not. I would definitely
not that one.
I would fuck a girl that's half woman like Mia, but her bottom half instead of a snake tail was a pizza. She slithered on it.
That'd be pretty good. She'd be like a slug because she'd leaving like pizza grease everywhere.
What if she had like a pepperoni that was folded up and looked like vagina? What did I think that anyway?
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Speaking of pretty good, a friend of the show, Karuchis, on Twitter asks, "It's officially football season. Where would you find each monster girl at a tailgate?" Bonus question: which monster girl would you dress up as
for Halloween?
You know what?
So tailgating.
Yeah, she would be her tail would be stuck in a gate because that Mia's always getting in unfortunate spots.
Mm-hmm. She just gets stuck in that gate.
Yeah.
Ragnara would probably be like, I don't know, doing a keg stand. Is that a thing people do tailgatings?
That'd be pretty funny.
Would she, like, pretty funny. I don't know how she'd be able to support herself on.
You think she'd be able to climb on a tree and then hold the tail, like hold the keg up? And like,
no, she would just hang upside down from a thread.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's
like
how she'd do it.
Like Spider-Man.
Yeah, like Spider-Man. What, that scene when he hung upside down and kissed people.
What would you dress up for Halloween as?
I don't. I might dress up as Anime Paul Blart.
That's pretty.
Because that's the scariest thing.
He is pretty scary. It's
corrupt
Alan
police officers.
Halloween fucking seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
What would you dress up as?
Probably Poppy. Because if anybody asked me who I was and they didn't know who Poppy was, I could just lie and say it was John Cena.
That's true.
Yeah, and you know me. You know, it's just about, you know, just keeping it simple, keeping it relatively light. Because if you think about it, John Cena, the Poppy John Cena thing, I feel like John Cena's not as funny anymore since he became a meme.
I can't believe he became a meme. He ascended.
Yeah, he kind of, he just did. He just, you keep around for 10 years and you get to be a fucking meme.
That's just what happens to the best of them.
Bezel
Grub asked, what?
I was going to say, like,
go ahead and finish what you're going to say.
Speaking of memes, meme gene and scene, please.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny you mentioned that. At Bezel Grub asked, if Big Boss was a Lamia, would that help him or on missions?
It is funny because I designed it because it's a fucking segue. It's a transition.
Like Paul, get out of here, Paul Blart, with your fucking segues. I hate this. Would that, but if Big Boss was a Lamia, would it help him on missions or would it hurt him?
Okay,
would it help or hurt him? Do you think he'd be better?
I mean, it's a lot of length and a lot of bulkiness, so he'd probably have to keep his tail in check at all times, but it definitely would reduce the amount of sound he's putting out.
And yeah, he could crawl around along silently.
A valuable weapon for CQC.
Definitely.
Yeah.
He could also, like, climb stuff easier, I think.
I initially misread this question and thought he was saying, what if Snake had a buddy that was a Lamia? And I think that would be pretty good.
That'd also be good.
Because it'd be really good if you had a command that was called Shed, and then the Lamia would shed her skin and then leave it as a decoy to distract guards while she slithered away.
That would
away.
Be pretty good.
Damn.
That'd be pretty good. She'd be really weak to cold, though.
Yeah, she'd be weak to cold.
Kojima.
Maybe we should hit Metal Gear Solid 6. Metal Gear Solid 6. The Monster Girls.
Monster Gear Solid.
Yeah.
Monster Girl Solid.
Monster Girl Solid, yeah.
Damn. Let's get Konami to hire us. I heard it's really fun working.
Yeah, I hear it's a laugh a minute over at that spot. Speaking of a laugh a minute,
yeah.
Friend of the show, Deuter McBrohan, it says, would original four recipe for Loco Ragnara get double fucked up, or would the alcohol portion have no effect?
It would double fuck her up, I think.
It would fuck up her stomach.
I think spiders can get drunk from alcohol.
Hurts your tummy, doesn't it, Alan? Doesn't it? Isn't bad? Like,
I had the non-original after they took the caffeine out. I had the purple kind, and it was the worst thing. It was awful.
Yeah.
Don't drink it.
I think Ragnara is a fine wine kind of girl.
I don't know about. I wouldn't go that far.
A bottle of red, like a bottle of white, whatever suits her appetite.
No. That's more. I think that's more. I was about to say Mia, but I don't think she... I Mia seems like she'd probably like wine, but I don't think that's something that doesn't seem like something she drinks on the reg. No, you know what? Yeah. Wine. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Racanera seems like vodka.
Oh, shit. Like a vodka martini?
Like, she pours vodka and soda.
Oh. Well, okay.
She probably just does that.
She's a little fucking fancier.
She's I don't think Racanera... I think Racanera is about...
You have to treat her right, Alan.
Hey, I mean, she would appreciate it, but I don't think that's what she goes to.
A vodka. You just be like, what is this?
I think here's some Mountain Dew.
Listen,
I think that's what she would drink. Because
lady, right.
She'd like to pour it in... She would pour it in soda because it's got caffeine in it, so she'd get double drunk. Come on.
I don't know. Alan,
Jack
I'm just saying,
Coke?
Like...
I don't know.
Okay, I'm not... I'll stop. I don't know. Alan, however, you know, whatever floats your butt.
What do you think she'd drink, Russ?
I think she'd drink, like, a fancy alcoholic mixed beverage.
Like a, I don't know, like a vodka gimlet or something?
Yeah, vodka gimlet. A white Russian. I don't think white Russians are actually that fancy.
That's not very fancy. It's not no, very it's not.
I guess
good
I don't
job,
know
Russ.
What fancy shit is. I just wish I did. I just, you know me. I'm like a 18th century blue collar character. All I want to do is be among the fancy lads and who can afford that fucking Mia Dakimakura. But here I am in the pits looking at fan art.
See, I'm a fancy lad that drinks fancy alcohol, and I got this little Lord Fauntleroy collar.
Hey,
Russ is just some sort of proletariat.
You fucking 1738 sipping mother grabber. Ugh, mm-hmm. Remy boy.
Whenever I drink my Remy 1738, I have to dress like it's the year 1738.
Do you think that Arachnia
which, I mean,
would
I don't
like 1738?
Weeks at a time. I think she would. I think she'd pour it in soda like I do.
Yeah,
pour it with some ginger ale.
I maybe some ginger ale, maybe for a light evening where you just Netflix and chill. Anyway, see, I use memes too, guys. Mm-hmm. Friend
yeah,
of the Russ, show,
elaborate on the Netflix and chill.
Friend of the show and owner of her own minute. This is not her minute on this podcast, but on our other podcast, she has her own minute, the Robin minute. Robin, aka at StarFoxIdia on Twitter, says, "What's the most difficult monster girl to procreate with?"
Marrow.
Yeah, I guess.
I think the mermaid.
I think she has
yeah.
to be submerged.
I think you might have to jizz on her eggs, like a fish would, where they lay
yes.
the eggs and then you have to like cum on them.
And then she stores. Then you have to store the eggs in your butt like a seahorse. I know seahorses actually have a little pouch for it.
Oh,
but as
cool.
a human, you yourself would not.
Yeah.
It sounds.
You'd probably have to be underwater the whole time, too.
Yeah, exactly. So you have to, like, sit...
Hey, Russ, underwater sex? Has anybody tried it?
I respect the first man to have sex underwater. Just like the first man to eat
That's
the mushroom or to eat ass. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Ravi asked, which monster girl would be really
into pegging?
What if
you had to have
really
sex with her on a waterbed?
Oh, that'd be fucked up.
Anyway,
I don't
want to
do that.
Like the band fucked up. Anyway.
Yeah, like the band fucked up. Two snakes. What if Ravi asked which monster girl would be really into pegging? Racanera.
I think that one's self-explanatory. Yeah. We're not going to use Monty, so we're just going to skip that. I don't want to answer it.
I'm going to answer it. Which monster girl would owns every Bon Iver tape?
I hate it. I hate everything. I hate
which one?
I hate you.
It'd be Marrow because she's a tragedy fanatic.
I hate this. Shut up. Last question for the
day. It'd be her because she loves tragedy.
I hate this. I hate it.
It would be.
Yeah, Alan, finish.
Go ahead.
Wrap this up.
No, I just read a question. What's your final question?
Oh, I was just gonna do Nathan here on Twitter. Nathan, aka at Hentai Titty, friend of the show, asked, "Would you let a spider girl drink all your blood in return for one extreme nut?" I just want to quickly explain to this guy. Monsters. There are some monsters that drink blood, aka the vampire. However, spiders do not drink blood. They inject...
No, she would just inject you with poison.
Yeah, they inject you with a venom and a couple of enzymes that dissolve your insides, and then they sap those juices out with a straw. So it's not necessarily it's not necessarily blood that they're sapping out. It's more of a mixture of
dissolved it liquefies nutrients. Your guts and stuff.
Yeah.
And yes.
Yeah. So it's I mean, there's definitely blood component to it, but it's not like a vampire that like sips and saps on your blood. And,
Das
you know,
vampire.
Das vampire. It's no Nosferatu. So.
Mm-hmm.
So I think his question though stands: Would you let the Spider Girl inject you with a horrific solution of enzymes and venoms, so that which you know ultimately is a venom? Aren't venoms like an antihistamine or something? What is it again?
You're throwing a lot of terms out there and getting a lot of them mixed up, Russ. We're gonna have to talk
about
this.
Yeah, I know. I'm not a biology major. Come on. You know what I mean, though. Like, doesn't it like
bug scientist like your dad?
Shut up. I hate everything. Yeah. So they don't sap it out directly. But Alan, would you be willing to let her put her fangs in you, so you can put your thing?
Only her. If.
That's pretty good.
Only if.
Can I repeat?
Only
that?
If it was only if she like liquefied me. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Would you let her put her fangs in you if she let you put your thing in her?
Yes, but only if she liquefied me starting from the dick. Like, if she injected it into my dick.
Well, yes. Well, she just tried to take a big chomp on my dick and find out it's a virus slap. That's how I defeat her, like Van Helsing.
Van Helsing had a virus slap dick, or did vampires try to bite his dick all the time?
There were no virus slaps in Europe at the time, but he did have a wooden dick. And he would occasionally use it as a stake to kill vampires, or he would use it like to fool vampires who tried to give him a vampiric blowjob. The worst way to die, because when a vampire sucks the blood out of your dick, a hole from hell cracks open and rips you down immediately if you get a vampire
blowjob.
Well,
see, the thing about getting vampire blowjobs
is
that while you have a boner, your dick's already filled with blood, so it's the perfect place for them to strike.
That's actually where that specific piece of folklore is where why am I getting my horror authors mixed up? Who's the guy who made the Pinhead and all that stuff?
Pinhead,
you know, Pinhead, the Cenobites.
Hellraiser. I don't know who did that movie.
Clive Barker. That's where Clive Barker got the idea for Cenobites from. That and Rubik's Cubes.
Mm, the puzzle box is a vagina.
Would you fuck a sexy version? This is my question this week to you, Alan. Would you fuck a sexy version of Pinhead?
Sexy version of Pinhead's redundant.
Good point. You got me there. I'm on.
Now,
Google
do you think
right
he has
now,
pins
Rule
over the head of his dick?
Pinhead.
Do you think he has pins on the head of his dick too?
Yeah, probably. Like on his pinhead and then his. Yeah, this is pretty good. I'm on rule 30.
Yes,
rule 30.
Or do you think? Or do you think his dick is a pinhead? Do you think it's like the size of a pin? Because that wouldn't be very fun.
Yeah. Oh no, I was thinking that his actual, the head of his penis has little pins on it, in the shape.
Okay, that's what I thought too. Good.
Okay, in the shape information of his actual head on his pin. Pins on his head.
Yes,
you know
okay,
I mean.
That's good. Yeah, I get you.
Okay.
I think that's enough. That's enough questions for today. You want to go ahead and wrap this one up?
We had a real question fest this week. People really wanted to get to the bottom of things because they know this is going to end soon. They're getting the last minute stuff in. You guys got to know this stuff
a long time
ago. But after this, it's like the fucking Disney Vault's going to close down.
The Disney Vaults are filled with monster girls that Walt Disney locked in there.
Yeah, maybe one day. What if, you know, technically, we'll Disney currently owns all that LucasArts stuff and, like, El Shaddai and lots of just weird stuff. Do you think one day they'll accidentally acquire the monster girls?
I think they probably will. Well, you know what's really fucked up is apparently during the Aladdin cartoon, at some point Jasmine became half snake.
Oh no, this sounds like a.
I think they already own a monster girl.
Oh shit.
They already own a monster girl. Oh no. We need to go watch that episode of Aladdin, actually.
That's pretty good. Oh, there it is. Yeah? You're not fucking kidding. How did they not.
Snake girl, Jasmine.
That cartoon, how did they not expect this all like to happen?
Actually, the Monster Musume guy was probably. I think he actually worked for Disney at that point.
Oh,
he created that.
Oh boy. Anyway,
he made his own wish for the genie.
So any plugs?
You got any plugs?
twitter.com/pissgoblin. I don't.
Yes, Action Alan.
I don't
on
think
Twitter.
My TV show will be up. My TV show. I'm a Hollywood big hit right now. I'm making a TV show for my college station. And I'd like people to watch it just to pretend like we're popular. But that's not out.
But we can't actually watch it because we don't have TV.
No, it's not going to be on YouTube.
Russ, we don't have TV.
It's going to be on YouTube.
Oh, YouTube. Okay. Come well, well, whenever that comes out, you can plug it.
Yeah, I'll plug it then. But
all right then.
Yeah. Anyway, Piss Goblin at Piss Goblin on Twitter. I did not do that thing that pisses Alan off to no end. 40 episodes later, still,
at Action Alan on Twitter.
Hogcast SD. And rate, subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher. And I think we should probably go up on Android or something. I keep forgetting to do about that.
Isn't just like there's RSS feeds on Android?
Yeah, I think so. Most people just use Pocket Cast and plug it in, but
that's what I use.
I think you can plug it into Pocket Cast more directly. I have no clue. We'll look into this. Anyway.
No, I've already added it to Pocket Cast. I'll check it out. Whatever.
Okay, perfect. Anyway, so yeah, every week is a delight with a monster girl.
Every week is a delight with a monster girl.
I can't remember how we fell in love. Calling my phone. I'm so sorry that I couldn't be home. Please leave a message after the tone. Luigi, I'm in love with you. Oh, Peach, I'm in love with you too. Oh.